What is going up and into the stratosphere, some might say, are the wages of corporate executives. Concern over CEO pay packages has also risen right to the top. In a speech earlier this week in New York, President Bush scolded corporate America for the lavish pay awarded to top players.
America's corporate boardrooms must step up to their responsibilities. You need to pay attention to the executive compensation packages that you approve. You need to show the world that America's businesses are a model of transparency and good corporate governance.
But the president says he does not think that government should try to influence how much CEOs are paid. Some Democrats do. Big shareholder groups are also trying ways to rein in CEO salaries.
Here to talk with us about that is Stephen Davis. He's an expert on corporate governance and a fellow at the Yale School of Management. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Renee.
What shareholders are we talking about here? Not the average little guy.
Well, no, we're talking about institutional investors, but in fact, that does represent the average guy because so many millions of us depend upon pension funds for our savings for retirement.
How real is this assault on CEO pay? There's a lot of headlines, and these astronomical salaries have brought a lot of complaints, but what actually is happening?
Well, I think, Renee, we can say that this year it represents something of a tipping point. And I suppose we can really identify that as the kind of Nardelli effect, as it were.
That would be Robert Nardelli, Home Depot.
That's right, Home Depot, whose board famously gave him $210 million just to leave the company after doing what is generally considered to be a relatively poor job.
I gather there's as many as 75 proposals now on company ballots demanding that shareholders have an advisory role in setting CEO pay. How likely are they to pass?
Oh, I think it's quite possible that a number of them will pass. And that would be a first in the United States. You know, one of the sort of myths that exist in our market is that the shareholders could actually take control of these companies and get them to pay proper wages to the CEO. But if you get, as many of us do, these proxy statements in the mail, you'll see that when every year there is a vote for the directors of a corporation's board, you have only two choices. One, to vote yes, or two, to withhold. It's kind of a Soviet system, which is ironic for the American capital market.
Another group of shareholders in U.S. companies that is furious about U.S. CEO pay are overseas investors. How do corporations in Europe set CEO pay?
Yeah, well, this is, again, part of that tipping point. There basically are no borders anymore in the capital market. We've got funds coming right across borders and saying you cannot have CEOs earning 400 times the average shop floor salary when a company is doing poorly. This isn't sort of an effort to try to be crabby about what CEOs earn. After all, we want companies to be well run. We want our CEOs to be happy and doing a good job for us. Really, what this is making sure that companies, are they creating value for shareholders or are they destroying or wasting value?
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Renee.
Stephen Davis is a fellow at Yale School of Management and the co-author of The New Capitalists, How Citizen Investors Are Reshaping the Corporate Agenda.